Let's see, we could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing at about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
And now, a star is born. On November 6th, 1861, the world welcomed little baby James Naismith, inventor of the game of basketball.
5 seconds left on the clock. She's breathing pretty heavily. She's getting ready for one last. She's pushing. She scores! And it's a beautiful baby boy. Oh, look, he's already dribbling.
James Naismith, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Investigators in Mexico report an arrest in connection to the drug cartel murder of 9 members of a Mormon family in northern Mexico Monday. They say the suspect was taken into custody near the Arizona border. Leif Langford's a relative of the 3 women and 6 children killed, all Mexican-American citizens.
We want answers. We want to be protected.
He's on Fox and Friends. Democrat Andy Beshear declares victory in the Kentucky governor's race.
Well, Kentucky's Secretary of State, a Democrat, has called the race for Beshear.
From now on, the doors of your state capitol will always be open.
Governor Matt Bevin has not conceded the race, citing irregularities.
And in the end, we will have the governor that was chosen by the people of Kentucky.
He has not offered any evidence of irregularities.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Democrats win control of state government in Virginia. Republican Tate Reeves is elected governor in Mississippi. America's listening to Fox News.
Guess what today is?
Hump Day.
Happy International Stress Awareness Day.
Stress Awareness Day.
Stressing out.
I'm so stressed out.
Stressed out.
What I'm hearing is you're stressed out.
Nothing stresses me out.
I'm more than stressed out. I'm freaked out.
This morning show will stress you out for sure.
You're stressing everyone out.
I really think it's time for us to do something.
It's showtime!
All right, we got a conundrum going at 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, and here it is. Women are 10% more likely to lie about this than men. And the best guess we've had on this so far is wait. So we're going to go to the folks who have been kind enough to wait through the news, and we start with Lindsay.
Yes. Okay, mine is more like lie to you about something, about your appearance.
Okay. In other words,
like tell your husband, oh, yeah, that looks on.
Oh no! I got gotcha. You. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a great.
Does this
guess.
Look great? Does this look good on me? What are you gonna say? No, it looks off on you. Exactly. Yeah.
Good
That's
guess,
a good one. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. 272-9228 Greg.
Well, I just heard the clue. I was gonna guess income.
Mm-hmm. No, it's nothing to do with weight.
Weight has been the best guess so far.
So I'm gonna guess. Has anybody guessed bust size?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, lying about bus size.
Yep. But
all right.
If you think of another one, you got another one? News
talk. Whether or not they color their hair.
Okay, we've had that before too.
Oh, man.
But weight is the guess. Think of topics related to weight.
Underwear size?
No.
But thanks for trying.
Appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
You really put in a lot of effort there. Jason.
Hey, I can't believe it. Oh, I made it.
All right.
I'm gonna go with what Al Bundy taught me. Their shoe size.
Shoe size. That's been guessed.
Oh.
That's been guessed.
You got another guess?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember, the closest answer so far has been weight.
Yeah.
So what topic related to weight?
Think about it.
Maybe Herman can get it.
Hey, Herman.
I guess the best way I can phrase it is appetite.
Again, like weight, it is a good guess.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark.
We're hovering around the correct answer.
Looking for the right word.
All right.
Thanks again for trying, Herman.
Thank
good to hear from you. I'm glad you're not a hermit no more. Bolt.
Well, shoot, I was going to kind of say what he said. I was going to say how much they've had to eat.
Well, see, that is so close. We can't.
You're close enough to light the cigar, but I can't.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man. Let's see if John has. John.
Hi.
I'm going to say physique.
Well, no. But no, this affects your physique.
Yeah, it does. So we're, again, dancing around the winning answer. Thanks for the call. Here's Joseph.
Ring size.
No, that's not it either. But thanks.
Yeah, and we'll give LJ a chance. Then we'll go to the forecast and right. Queue up some more calls. LJ, what you got?
I got surgery, naturally that size.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
These are not enhanced. Thanks. By the way, most of us know how to look for telltale clues in that regard. 2729228. Wait. Size. There's so many.
Yeah, and they were talking about food. And somebody brought that up.
Yeah, it's an appetite. What's the word in there? They're fibbing about.
What is the word we're not hearing?
Yeah.
News Talk, who's this?
8 after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, we have a nice day in progress. Already we're at 57, and we're headed for a high temperature today, at least 77. So we've got a 20 degrees rise on the way. It's my pick of the litter day for the week. Sunny and warmer with increasing clouds tonight, but we're still dry. Overnight low 57. And tomorrow is a warm day. We're up in the mid to upper 70s, but there's a risk of a few showers popping up tomorrow afternoon. And I think a better chance of more concentrated showers and rain as we get into Thursday evening, Thursday night, as a cold front moves through the state. Then behind it, by Friday morning, the rain is out of here. Breezy, much cooler, highs in the upper 50s, but that north wind will add a bite to the air. We're back to the 30s on Friday and Saturday night, but Saturday is a great football day. Boy, oh boy. Did I tell you that I saw on Taylor Road the big CBS television truck?
Oh, wow.
The big tractor trailer going northward.
For game day?
Where do you think they were going? It wasn't the Huntington game, I don't think. It looks like low 60s on Saturday. Right now, this morning, we had east winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 57 at 8:09. And my mouth was watering this morning, not because of this great weather, but because I'm thinking about Smokehouse Pit Barbecue on Main Street in Millbrook that opens at 11 o'clock this morning. And I just know that the pork butt, for instance, were cooking for 12 hours overnight. While you were sleeping, they were cooking. And this morning at 5 a.m., the ribs went in and the chicken went in. And what else? The turkey breasts went in into the pit barbecue as well. The only pit barbecue in the state of Alabama. So that's why my mouth is watering right now. My mouth is also thinking about those great sauces they have. Not just the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue sauce when they opened the doors back in 1990, but also there are 5 other sauces right now. So it depends on what your taste is today. For instance, maybe you today you're thinking, the Carolina style. They've got that too. How about the white barbecue sauce? Yep, they've got that as well. And their original recipes for barbecue baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, homemade chips. Oh, I could go on and on, but this is only a 3-hour show. And then on game day, you got the eight beers on tap with super cold 30-degree beer as well. And we're talking about Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, 10 minutes from downtown Montgomery. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, you know you want some.
We appreciate it, Rich. At 8:11, we're going to check traffic and come back to your calls.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
By the way, southbound 85 on my last smoke inspection break. Very, very slow behind our building between Perry Hill and the Boulevard.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it's about the interstates. I-85 northbound. As you come up on Taylor Road, we have three cars involved in an accident there. That is outbound from downtown. If you're headed inbound on 85, there's very heavy traffic from about the Eastern Boulevard past Perry Hill and Ann Street. Just high volume of traffic. We're looking a little better. I-65 southbound into downtown Montgomery. There was a bit of a lag, but that seems to be clearing up slowly. Drive carefully. Boulevard's busy. Atlanta Highway everywhere right now, but that's all that we have as far as rough traveling. Well, you don't have to fight for your cat over that turkey leg this Christmas. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Back to the phones we go on this conundrum. It's been a tough one so far. Women are 10% more likely to lie about this than men, and we've had lots of good guesses. Weight.
We're just missing the first word. The one word. We're just missing one
it's
word.
It's a four-letter word.
Yes.
Randy.
What they ate.
That's true. What? Yeah, and that's that's even closer. But it's not the word we need.
Good yep, guess, thanks.
All right, Herman wants another crack at this. Herman,
right, Herman.
What do they lie about?
I don't know. Y'all are throwing me all off every time.
Okay.
I don't know how hungry they are.
I guess that's
well,
appetite.
That's been guessed.
Appetite.
Guess. Yeah.
All right. How much they've had to drink?
Oh,
that's a good guess. Just not
yet. That's the right one.
Thanks for the call. Lindsay is back. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, it's Diane.
Yeah.
Is that the word we're looking for? They lie about their diet.
That's the word. We were revolving around it like buzzards on a roadkill.
Yeah.
There's our metaphor of the day. From the Rich Thomas House of Metaphors. Yeah, they fib about their diet. So, Lindsay, your persistence paid off, and you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Thank you.
Yay.
Please hold on. She sounds like she's blushing. That's very...
Well, she's blushing because she's going to be talking to Jay, right?
She's probably nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called pre-phone consul,
hello, Lindsay.
For phone.
Ah, the wee-wee. You're the winner.
It's like Pepe Le Jay.
Yeah, exactly. I knew that sounded familiar.
Ah, Lizzie.
I knew that one. There's Jay.
My little darling.
I'm sorry, what is your last name?
Is it not? No?
And now we return to our regular programming. A message on behalf of Lewis Lawn, a great local business. Can't have a great local business unless you have great people running it. And that's the Lewis family. They're just absolutely sensational people and parts of our community and really terrific. And it's a great business for those who are in the business of yard maintenance and for those who do it themselves. They carry all the great product lines, Echo, Exmark, Toro, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products. If you didn't have a steel blower at this time of year, why would you want to rake and push with a broom and shove it into a handle? Why not just get a steel blower and put it on your neighbor's lawn? Kidding, of course. That's against the rules of leaf blowing here at Polite Society. We don't do that kind of thing. But a steel blower will last and last and last. And you're talking to somebody who bought his 7 or 8 years ago. I'm not too sure, yeah. But I've never had to have it serviced. It just fires right up. That's a great product. Anything you buy there, though, can be maintained, serviced, or repaired. Your warranty means something at Lewis Lawn. They also carry the new tractor-style mowers in their expanded showroom space at 1135 Northeastern Boulevard, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. That's Lewis Lawn, 244-9191. Ask for Chad Sasser. He's the guy that knows all the monthly specials from the various manufacturers. 816, your local news now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars. The Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles has resumed hearings after a two-month pause. The board denied parole to 17 of 18 offenders who came up for consideration on Tuesday. They were classified as violent offenders. And the results are in for the special election to fill the vacant House District 42 seat. Republican Van Smith won with 87.9% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Kenneth Allison Sr., got 11.35%. The seat became vacant when State Representative Jimmy Martin died earlier this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us. Marguerite's. Thanks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You have tuned in just in time to get Mariah Carey's Nine Steps to a Great Christmas.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Good question. Her classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I will admit, I like the song.
I have a random fact about that tomorrow.
We got to wait 23 and a half hours to get it?
It's a long tease, but it's a tease.
Drop by Happy Hour this afternoon. We'll give it another plug. Mariah sat down with Cosmo and shared a nine-step blueprint for celebrating Christmas exactly like she does. First, have $100 million in the bank.
Right, yeah.
That's a good start. Actually, should I count these down?
Are they worth it?
No. Oh, none of this is worth the time we're giving it.
Then, yeah. But it's all we got, right?
Yeah, working backwards. That way I can use my countdown jingles. Make the ultimate holiday playlist. She said she really likes listening to the classics like Nat King Cole. And yes, I agree with Mariah on that. You know, a Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Good start. Play party games and binge on festive films. She plays Taboo every year and sometimes Heads Up, which is like Taboo. And she only allows her family to watch Christmas movies. That could get a little old by the 15th of the...
My mic.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's like the...
You were gone.
It's like the... I know. Well, we're all going to go someday. It's like the Hallmark Channel, which is like year-round Christmas.
They have already started, yes. Yeah. It started the last weekend of October. I think it started October 25th.
Right.
It's the same thing every year. Boy meets girl... Girl likes boy.
There's a crisis.
A crisis. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
And Christmas gets saved.
They get back together.
It's always, there's never a murder at the end.
And she loves his log.
That's right.
Mariah says, cook up a storm Yule. You know, like a log. Yule. I mean, like Clark Griswold with Mary at Marshall Fields in Chicago. She said she had, now this what you've, she tells her sous chef to do this. You have to tell your sous chef to do it.
Or
in other words, your wife is named Sue.
Yeah.
to make turkey, mashed potatoes, cherry pie, apple pie, vegetables, cranberry sauce, stuffing. Sometimes we may do sprouts. I eat Brussels sprouts every day with a little honey mustard. They're good, and they're
good
very
for
healthy.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, good for you.
That's why I'm just, those of you who watch us on TV, have you noticed I am the incredible shrinking talk host?
No.
That picture of the three of us that we just took?
Yeah.
You were the slimmest of all three of us.
Now, that's an achievement. Well, I mean, you're not fat.
I was going to say, it's kind of easy if you stand next to me.
I am. I don't like
that. That reminds me of a story I heard in Florida. There used to be a radio personality who had come down to Miami from New York named Big Wilson.
Yeah. He was in Cleveland. He was in the Cleveland market.
He was a real nice man. He used to host the overnight movie on some station.
Sure.
And he was very popular, and so popular that Sears hired him to be their spokesperson in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to let him go because when he stood next to their major appliances, he made them look small.
Because he was big.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's not, that refrigerator.
I never thought of that. How about that?
And then he died. Yep. Open presents on Christmas. Oh, make sure you have at least two Christmas. We already got mine. Mine stays up all year in the bedroom. That one's there.
Right.
And then we get the real one. In fact, I wonder when a Dustin will drive by Vaughn Road and see those blue and white tents. Can't wait.
I just had a pre-lit one arrive yesterday.
Oh, did you assemble it?
No, not yet. It's a little early to assemble it.
Can I pull up to your driveway and listen just to see what kind of, you know, if you're succeeding or if I hear loud? He doesn't know those words anyway. Open presents on Christmas morning. That's an interesting thing. That's one of the first things when you realize you're going to be going study with somebody, you try to figure out how they do Christmas and is it all going to be compatible? Because you're really reluctant to change those traditions.
We were allowed to open one on Christmas Eve. You know,
we did nothing. Christmas Eve was just Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Invite Santa Claus over. Oh, I should be using my my countdown things like I said I was going to do.
You did.
What a dope.
Number four.
Invite Santa Claus over for Christmas Eve. When Janelle was a little goose, we had the fire department in our town, Cooper City. You would have to pre-register and bring a gift. But after sunset on Christmas Eve, you'd hear the fire truck siren and come around the corner. And it was... I could get choked up talking about it because it was just so sweet.
Did your dad do this? He would with the jingles outside your window on Christmas Eve, like as if that was the reindeer?
He did footsteps. It never occurred to me that he might have put them there, but I don't think he did. I think Santa left those.
Did you leave out cookies and
every,
milk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always. Do some last-minute shopping. A little of it, I would say, is better than a lot. If you're December 23rd and you haven't done anything, that's not fun.
You go to CVS.
She says she never gets a chance to shop during the year since she usually has a stylist do it for her. So have your stylist shop early. Book a flight to Aspen. Wow, this is getting complimented. That's number two. When I get off the plane, our drivers have all I want for Christmas plane. See, that's why you need to start. Number nine on the list is have $100 million in the bank.
Number one.
Get in the Zen Christmas zone. Says, I will only allow a harmonious day. You have to comply or you can get out.
Get out.
Yeah, that's how you avoid arguments. You're not invited if you're going to cause any drama. So there you go. With $100 million, you can celebrate Christmas just like Mariah Carey. It is 8:25. When are you scheduled to go Infusion next?
I'm not scheduled yet, but I might go Thursday, maybe.
I might, too.
Maybe we can be in there at the same time.
I'm eager to try acupuncture. I've had some flare-up. You know, here's the thing. Therapies that work with that help, you know, blood or that work in the blood are great. But when you got a pinched nerve... acupuncture, you got to go directly to the source for that, and that's one of the things, the options they have at Infusion. Of course, IV vitamin therapy works. It's replenishing, and it's especially helpful during holiday time when you're working hard all day and then you got to run around like a chicken with your head cut off. to keep up with everything. It will replenish your system, and it'll give you that energy boost back. It also can help you, IV vitamin therapy, if you're trying to lose weight, because they've got one that's designed to kickstart your metabolism. All these are natural solutions to situations. The red light room is amazing. That's a skin rejuvenating therapy. You stand amongst the red lights on the walls in the room for about 12 minutes.
That's it?
That's it. You don't really feel, it's a little warm, but not uncomfortably so. And what those laser lights are doing is rejuvenating your skin cells. And all of that eventually works into your system. It's a lift. There's so many great options at Infusion. You owe it to yourself to at least consult with them and see one that might work best for you. 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or the ever so awesome and lovely Lori or Allison, or make an appointment or just drop in at Infusion. They also do appointment only on 5 to 6 p.m. So if that's your window to go get something that will help you a great deal, make an appointment at Infusion as well. Or learn about all these great options at infusioncryolaser.com. 820. I'm going to go check on that wreck out soon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-85 northbound. If you're leaving Eastern Boulevard, headed to Taylor Road, you're going to have a three-vehicle accident at the bottom of the ramp. Now, they've got the cars off on the right shoulder of the road, but it is congested there, and you're going to have to use caution as you go by. I-65 southbound into Montgomery doing a little bit better at 143, still a little congested, as well as the Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. Boulevard, very busy. Buckle up, drive carefully, and remember, you don't have to fight your cat to keep her out of Aunt Neffy's congealed salad this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets in certain areas of your home, including your cat. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Join the new dating app, OK Boomer. We'll match an ignorant boomer with a lazy millennial so they can help each other function.
Hey, millennial, how do you work this thing?
Ugh, OK Boomer, just swipe right.
Millennials can help boomers understand complex things like gender identity, while boomers can pay for stuff.
So your gender pronoun is they because you're multiple people?
No, but that's a step. And the bill came out to $47.90.
They can even share generations of music.
Ooh, I love this song.
You like Toto's Africa?
Who's Toto? And why did they rip off this Weezer song?
Our Millennial Boomer Matchup Service can even help you with taxes.
Wow, you're in a lot of debt.
Yep.
Ah, me too.
It's OK Boomer. Download it on the App Store. You do that by clicking your home button or just ask Siri loudly in public and she'll help you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Morning, morning, morning.
Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jim. Morning, Fred. Work all day until you're dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money is the root of everything. Wear a suit, they'll let you in. Morning, morning, morning. What's the point and what's the use? Work and earn and reproduce. Boring, boring, boring. Work all day, earn your bread, till you finally drop down dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money, money, money can drive you mad.
End up in the loony bin.
Boy, I forget who it was from Monty Python's Flying Circus I saw recently. I didn't recognize him. Those guys are like over 80 now.
Oh, I thought they were in their 70s, but they're over 80? Is that right?
I think they are.
Wow. Quick, to the Google.
The Google.
And from 75, we played last night, because I've been trying to compare the ugly political humor of today to the clever political humor that SNL used, where nobody was, you know, ready to throw punches over the stuff that was said.
What'd you watch?
John Cleese is 80, so you're right there.
Yeah. I think that was who I saw.
Eric Idle's only 76.
He's funny.
One or two of them are in, well, at least one of them's in Spinal Tap.
Terry Gilliam's 78. Yeah.
How about Michael Palin?
He is, here it comes, 76.
Which one is in Spinal Tap? Or one of them is. I don't know. Anyway, so what did you watch?
Terry Jones is 77, and Graham Chapman is dead.
Oh, so.
I played a clip from SNL in 76 where Chevy Chase was playing Gerald Ford, and Dan Aykroyd was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And while the humor was edgy, it wasn't like, I never remember watching this thing, oh, you insulted my guy, you know. It was funny. And it wasn't ugly, and that's the difference between then and now. Today, man, it's, and because they're so afraid to break an egg and make a real mayonnaise, it's watered down. I got this, I watched the clip of Kate McKinnon, who looked, I mean, they really made her look like Elizabeth Warren. But the way they wrote the skit, and they really dialed it back, so it was, the audience was not roaring like they were back in the 70s watching Chevy and Dan Aykroyd. Two different things completely. They have lost their way. I think that really, and it's something that everybody in entertainment is dealing with right now. Nobody knows what to do because the rage mob is ready to strike at a moment's notice. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Do you remember when Phil Hartman was Reagan, Ronald Reagan, and he acted like, well, yeah, and you know he had the Boy Scouts in.
Nobody was a bigger fan of Ronald Reagan than me. But my morning show in the 80s, yeah. I had a guy named Larry Epstein who did a spot on Ronald Reagan, and it was funny. But he managed to be funny, and we had fun at Reagan's expense without insulting him. I would not, you know, I never did one of those feeling guilty like, wow, that was cruel. And I think it's either today's humor is either cruel or over the top, or it's nothing at all. And that's what I got from that Kate McKinnon skit. I didn't even listen to the whole thing. It wasn't that funny. If I thought, because I'm personally not a big fan of hers, but Kate McKinnon, I think, is very talented. And I think the big flaw was the writing, because they made her look like Elizabeth Warren. But the humor just wasn't there. Just wasn't there.
Now, I thought last year's, not Sean Spicer. Well, yeah. The Sean Spicer with, who did that? Who did Sean Spicer last year on
Melissa
SNL?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
You want to know what's making heads explode today? That Sean Spicer is still on Dancing with the Stars.
I know. He's awful.
You know, the anti-Trumpers, the hate-Trumpers, they are going ballistic now because they haven't been able to vote him off Dancing with the Stars. Stop it. What difference does it make?
But is he any good?
I don't know.
I don't think he's a good dancer.
I've never watched. I have no idea whether he's
good. I have no idea either because I haven't watched it. But
we gave away a $10 Seafood Judicial gift card, and here to tell our winner, and you, if you've never been, you got to try this incredible restaurant Jay Scott.
the Seafood Bistro. Well, that is where you can go to get some items that are kind of not on the menu, or at least not on the menu that they've got yet. They are getting their menu revised, and I'm very, very anxious to check it out. You can go to theseafoodbistro.com and check out their menu now. But some of the items that you might not find on theseafoodbistro.com or on their regular menu at the restaurant itself are the fried cheese curds that I have just, you know, praised and praised and praised over. Or the fried green tomatoes, which Chef Paul brought into the station one day and let us all try, and they were fantastic.
What was that sauce that he had for dipping?
I mean, it was the dragon sauce. That dragon sauce is wonderful.
I like fried green tomatoes, but I have never had them better than the way he does them.
Now, he calls it something else, but it's dragon sauce. Yeah. He'll know what you mean if you say that. But he calls it something else. When I was sitting with him on Saturday, having my cheese curds.
Yeah. You inspired the cheese curds.
Apparently I did. They were fantastic, and I'm so glad. Go to theseafoodbistro.com and see the entire menu. Put your order in there if you want to. Go to 1651 Perry Hill Road. Stop in. Order in. Dine in. Call them at 279-7500. Put your order in that way. Get it delivered with one of the delivery apps. Yep, you can do it that way as well. It is the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Somehow it came up yesterday about being on WLS, and that was like, wow, the fulfillment of a dream.
Sure.
Do you know who I replaced on WLS?
No.
Deborah Norville.
You're kidding me.
No.
What was she doing on WLS?
It was a
talk show?
Apparently something horrible, because they got rid of her and replaced her with Greg.
Even worse.
I didn't mean that.
We'll take anybody. Look, Deborah Norville was a beautiful porcelain goddess, okay?
She was really good looking.
And nice.
At that point. Yeah.
But her show sounded like she was visiting an aging center because it was, the topics were incredibly geriatric.
Was it midday or what was it?
7 to 9
okay.
p.m.
Yeah.
So,
boy, 7 to 9, you get out into 38 states.
38 states, but I was getting calls from truck drivers in Tucson, Arizona. How about that? 8:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
This is my favorite day of the week. I've been saying it all week long as far as the weather goes. Sunny and warmer, my pick of the litter day, with a high temperature up to about 77. It's very comfortable out there right now. Increasing clouds tonight, but we're dry. If you have evening plans, maybe dinner on the town, huh? And that is cool. Low 57. Tomorrow, a warm day, mid to upper 70s. Risk of some showers, a few showers spotty by the afternoon, but a better chance of more concentrated showers as we get towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, as a cold front swings through Alabama. I think by dawn, and probably maybe even well before dawn, the rain has left the area and the front has gone through. And so breezy, much cooler Friday. We start off with clouds and sun later. 58 the high, but gusty northerly winds will make it seem colder. Back to the 30s Friday night and Saturday night. And I think Saturday's just a perfect day, but a little cool. 62 the high. Great football weather if you know of any football game going on anywhere in the state of Alabama on Saturday.
Pretty much a dead weekend.
Yeah, I think so. It's an off weekend. Right now, this morning, we have 57 degrees and mostly clear skies at 8:39.
I know so many people who are part of the...
There you go.
Oh, Swami came last night, too, to the pizza place and loved it. Our fans of the Carolina Panthers, because of Cam Newton, he's out for the year now with a foot injury.
Oh, I didn't know he was out for the year. I know he had some issues.
Yeah. Wow. Won't be back. It is 8:40. We've had issues on the roads all morning long. Let's see what the latest is.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, as we're past the 8:30 mark, things are beginning to thin out just a little bit. We still have a good bit of traffic on the highways, but no accidents anywhere. We still have one officer at the bottom of the ramp at Taylor Road. If you're on I-85 northbound coming from the Eastern Boulevard, as you pass Taylor, he's off on the right side of the road. They had a three-car accident there earlier, but things have cleared up. Just watch out for that officer as you pass. Traffic is moving fine onto Taylor. Hey, be careful out there on your Wednesday. And remember, the number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open Sundays, noon to 6, after church for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars. The results are in for the special election to fill the vacant House District 42 seat. Republican Van Smith won with 87.9% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Kenneth Allison Sr., got 11.35%. The seat became vacant when State Representative Jimmy Martin died earlier this year. And the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles has resumed hearings after a two-month pause. The board denied parole to 17 of 18 offenders who came up for consideration on Tuesday. They were classified as violent offenders. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Our most electrifying story and our Morning Maroon nominees are just ahead. One of the great stories this month for me, having known them now, I'm in my seventh year as a customer and speaking on behalf of Adams Drugs, and they're just such a phenomenal team of people. Jim Smith, the incredible pharmacist like my buddy Lamar. I mean, you build a relationship with a store to a point where when I moved 3 years ago, the Adams Drugs, and it's a great location, and I do use it from time to time, but I usually set up my schedule when I get my monthly refills. I go out to the one on Vaughan Road because I know those people out there a long time, and I would feel like I wasn't being the friend to them that they are to me when I walk in the door. It's a great feeling because even in a big city, you can have very local, personal, small-town type of service, and that's what you can count on. And this is one of the reasons why Adams Drugs was recently named Gold. They are the Alabama Retailer of the Year. Think about that. Thousands of businesses statewide from everywhere, east to west, north to south, and Adams Drugs, number one. Very proud of them for that, and I know they deserve it. So if you're tired of impersonal service or feeling like another face in a sea of faces at the box store pharmacy, look up AdamsDrugs.net. Find the one nearest you. They have wellness clinics, by the way, in Prattville, Millbrook, and the one right up the street from us in Montgomery at Perry Hill and Carmichael.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
You know, in a way, I want to wait for
Joey.
Mr. OK Boomer. What is that? That is obnoxious. We did not disrespect our
elders. You don't want to say that, do you?
What did you turn into such a wise guy?
Wise guy.
I got that promotion.
Our lead story in stupid news, millennials are earning 20% less than boomers did at the same age.
There you go.
Even though they're better educated, I question that. Educated is part degree. It's part A's, B's, and C's. It's part where you went to school, what your GPA was, and so forth. But the education that matters the most is the one you give your frickin' self. So don't be a whiny little...
kind of complainer about...
Get off my lawn while you're in.
Yeah, get the...
Do you
not agree with that? How much of what you learned from a book or sitting in a classroom had anything to do with where you are?
You know
what you accomplished in your amazing career?
Well, a lot for you, though, right?
I give my dad a lot of credit. The way they lived their life and the model of how hard they mom and dad worked, that was an inspiration. Was it not for you?
Absolutely. The only disagreement I had, my dad saw my skill set and thought I'd be a great lawyer.
Yeah.
And my dad did not get to go to college. And my dad grew up in the Depression. He was the first in that side of the family to even graduate high school.
My dad didn't go to college either. But he saw my weather interest, and they nurtured it.
That's fantastic. But again, you went, you know, when you go to a school, high school, college, whatever, you become part of a group of peers that you're kind of connected to for the rest of your life. Not everybody ends up doing the same. There were people with much higher GPAs at Bogan High School in Chicago or Illinois that I feel like I had a much more successful and fulfilling career because of what I was willing to learn on my own. It's called paying your dues. Nobody owes you a damn thing.
I mean, I was valedictorian. Look where I ended up.
Oh, man. Don't look at it that way. Don't look at it that way, dummy.
I didn't say that in a bad way. Look where I ended up. I ended up on the radio. Yeah.
That's funny.
Playing games and random facts.
I do tell some people that is that, you know, I did go to college for this. But it was me knowing somebody that knew somebody that got me the gig, got my foot in the door.
You know, one of the my minor at Southern Miss was broadcasting, broadcast communications. But you don't need to major in broadcasting. In this, you just not need to know the right person.
You need to know the right person. You need to know stuff. You just
By the way,
a
wise man once said,
"Shut up, dummy."
Okay. You mentioned Mississippi.
Stand by for news.
They are now the fattest state.
Why did Paul come back from the grave for that? It's not even Friday.
I think it's exciting news because...
Did it knock us out of the top spot?
Yes, it did.
Are we the second fattest now?
No, we are... Alabama is... getting thinner.
And Leon's getting larger.
And that's mostly due to you on your keto.
Yeah, I probably caused the state second place. Alabama's number 5.
At least we're in the top 5.
The obesier states.
Obesier?
Obesier.
Tennessee at number 4.
Okay.
Kentucky, number 3.
All in the South.
West Virginia, number 2.
Okay.
Mississippi is now... number 1.
No northern states were involved there.
None of the western states were either.
It's all the, you know, people eating cornbread and you know.
Yeah, people
fat
doing their diet at the fair.
Yeah. When I went back to Chicago,
fried chicken.
Everybody goes to those winters up there, and they all look like their cheese is marbled. That's what their skin looks like after about 20 years of living, you know, in that weather.
That
all there is to do in the winter up there is eat.
Well, and that.
And, well, yeah. What would that be, Rich?
I only got a high school education.
Watch Netflix,
okay.
Our Morning Maroons next after traffic.
This
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, as we're past the 8:30 mark, things are beginning to thin out just a little bit. We still have a good bit of traffic on the highways, but no accidents anywhere. We still have one officer at the bottom of the ramp at Taylor Road. If you're on I-85 northbound coming from the Eastern Boulevard, as you pass Taylor, he's off on the right side of the road. They had a three-car accident there earlier, but things have cleared up. Just watch out for that officer as you pass. Traffic is moving fine onto Taylor. Hey, be careful out there on your Wednesday, and remember, the number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open Sundays, noon to 6, after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, equal housing lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, it's me, the cashier at your local Popeyes. I'm just here to say, please don't come to our store. Things are getting a little... Ma'am, get off that chair, please. Hectic and violent. It's just chicken. It's just 2 pieces of bread with a little chicken.
That's an amazing thing that Popeyes has got going on, and people are getting killed for it, which brings us to our Morning Maroon nominees, John Cadet. And it's stupid outside, so we got somebody in Oxon Hill, Maryland. 20-year-old Kevin Davis was waiting in line at Popeye's for this fabled sandwich and was fatally stabbed in a fight with a guy that cut in line.
Yeah, yeah. Fatally stabbed.
When do we grow up about this? It's just amazing. It's almost too serious to be a Morning Maroon nominee. People are getting killed over a sandwich.
Remember they used to get killed over shoes?
Yeah, that was a little more...
Yeah, that was a little more what? Justified?
That was the good old days.
Yeah.
The good old...
Sneaker wars. I don't have an individual... Let's go to the University of Rochester.
Rochester!
In New York. This is a university-wide award because somebody there thought it was necessary to conduct an expensive study to find out that people will lie to get sex with somebody.
Oh, no.
I did
That never, is a shocker.
This could never have occurred to me in a million years of evolution shocker. That people would lie to try to get into somebody's life.
Their life.
Yeah.
Get into
that what you call
it.
I
was
Joey's
a little
here.
Worried for a moment for this adult stuff. Okay, boomer, right? Don't say that. And then we have 32-year-old Bryce Williams from Denham Springs, Louisiana, arrested Sunday after midnight. He showed up at a bar on an electric shopping cart from Walmart. When cops asked, "Where'd you get the vehicle?" he said, "I stole it from the Walmart a half a mile away because I was drunk and I was afraid I'd get a DUI.
All right, man. Just come clean.
So, guess what?
He got a DUI.
He got a DUI for driving. Yeah. Anything motorized, man. Not good.
That's true. Yeah.
$5,000 fine, 2 years in prison. He will be allowed to serve probation. But you don't want to mess with that if you're dumb enough to steal a Walmart cart and think that'll get me out of a DUI. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here? The Popeyes thing is almost too serious.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go with, I don't want to touch that one.
But the whole idea that they needed to do a study to find out people lie.
Those are my favorite stories.
Yeah, right.
I never had to do it.
No way, huh?
I mean, why would you ever have to?
Why would I have to?
Right. Why would you have to? You just pull out the Styx album and be like, there's my name.
Hey. Yeah.
And then, boom, instant.
Before the plastic wrapper from the CD cover hit the floor, man.
His opening line is always, do you know who I am?
You're about to.
Honestly, I never said that once.
Do you know Dennis DeYoung?
Dennis.
I do.
Dennis sent me a thumb.
Yeah.
You would need?
No, I posted a story. Was it Behind the Vinyl?
Yeah.
On Facebook, and he was on Facebook, so I sent him a message. I said, love to have you on the air. A lot of what I read in that story was stuff we had discussed at Denny's and yada yada. And I said, love to have you on for an interview, catch up. It's been 40 years.
You should get him in town and get him to bring a keyboard to.
So he
a little in studio.
He sent me back a thumbs up.
Oh.
But no.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Oh. I thought it was something more morbid.
If I don't hear more from him.
Thumb in the mail.
By the end of the week, I know.
Yeah, right. Here's your answer.
It smells like formaldehyde. And it's not me. It's not coming from me. Applied security. These are the people that can protect. I don't know what they can do about a situation like chicken sandwich crazy lunatics, but they can protect you and your family, your business, residential or commercial property better than anybody local.